We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic food.
I'm glad that you're with us because I'm a little nervous about your safety. So I want to talk about staying safe while you're traveling this hour. It's a really important issue because it shouldn't slow you down. I heard somebody say something this week about should Americans be afraid? And then the sentence went on from there. And all I could think about was Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the only thing to fear is fear itself. I think one of the things I need to do is plan myself a trip to the other side of the ocean as an object lesson. I'm going to do that this weekend before tonight is over. I'm going to make my plans. I'll let you know about it. It's horrifying that individuals working in consort with others or alone, but individuals can have global impact on people's decision to do anything. Horrifying. But I want to talk about all things safety when you're traveling. And the first one we're going to talk about has to do with food. And we're going to go from there. So we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
All right, you need to make your plans as follows. Either you're going to take out a pencil and paper, remember those archaic things? Or whatever electronic gizmo that you make notes on. Or go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and subscribe free to podcasts. We podcast every show for a year. We archive every show forever and ever. This is a show you may want to come back to before you start your next trip, whether it's for business or for pleasure, because I'm going to try to cover a lot this hour on staying safe while you're traveling. We're going to do that right now. I want to start with this thing I never heard of. You ever hear of a legume called lupin? L-U-P-I-N. Also, I am told sometimes pronounced lupine. Whatever it is, looks like lupin, actually. But well, about a year and a half ago, unbeknownst to me, and probably you, the Food and Drug Administration came out with a warning that this legume, which has apparently the same properties as peanuts, is being ground up and used in gluten-free products, particularly to replace flour that would have been used in some baked goods. So those of you who are allergic to peanuts or any nuts, or peas and beans and other legumes, You need to read ingredients, and you need to find out when you go into a restaurant that's serving you some gluten-free bread if lupin is in it. Because it's not just that the gluten is missing, but there's a really good chance that this lupin stuff has been substituted into the ingredients. And if you are allergic to peanuts, you will have pretty much the same reaction that you'd have from peanuts, which could be anywhere on a scale from hives to anaphylactic shock. And not a good thing. So I need you to go look out for that. It seems innocuous enough, doesn't it? No, no, nothing's easy. Nothing's easy. So I wanted to talk a bit about safety when you're traveling. This new thing that just happened in Brussels was horrifying. Horrifying. But, you know, it's not really new. I can think back to 1985 when somebody rolled a bomb, hand grenade style bomb, through Rome Airport. 85 was a terrible year. I'm sure there are some of you who weren't even alive then, but, and those of you whose memories weren't focused on travel and tourism. We have come through, well, go back centuries. You know, the pirates that used to be, they're still out there. They just mainly hang off the coast in the Indian Ocean around the Seychelles Islands and the east coast of Africa. And every now and then somebody on a cruise ship finds that they've been boarded by some pirates. So that hasn't changed a whole lot. But, you know, I think about the 1960s, 70s, skyjackings were like every day of the week. It's so remarkable, the strides being made to open up relations with Cuba. But it's not that long ago. For those of us over 15, and you know I'm 19, so that's why I would know about such things, but every time he turned around, there was some goonie bird who wanted to get to Cuba, and the way to do it was to skyjack a plane. This happened long before the people with the box cutters. Actually, they used to board with knives and guns. It's prior to any kind of checking, prior to any kind of security at airports for TSA checkpoints. Every time you turned around, there was somebody on a very frequent basis skyjacking a plane so they could get to Cuba. There were people risking their lives to get out, and then you had those that were trying to get in. You figure it out. The whole thing is amazing to me. In 1985, there were two terrible air accidents in Spain. One was a plane hitting the television transmission tower in Bilbao, and the other was trying to land in the fog in Malaga. And neither of those worked out too well. And that happened early on, like February, early March, 1985. I'm pretty sure that was the same year somebody shot at the Pope, and the Achille Lauro was in there, where some nasties boarded a cruise ship and killed people, threw an elderly gentleman in his wheelchair into the Mediterranean. You know, and the only reason I bring up all this old, nasty history is none of this is new. It just wears a different name. We didn't call them terrorists then. But it was the same stuff. The good news on that side was that there was more attention paid. Although I don't know if anybody, you know, sometimes when things get bad, everybody pays attention. And then when there are no problems for a while, there's this kind of relaxation. So I'm hoping that folks in the cruise industry did not relax, but instead beefed up their security to make sure that only the only people getting on board a ship are the ones who paid their passage or work there and belong there. And then later that same year, you had in November, somewhere around November 5th, I want to say, somewhere in there, November 5th, 8th, someplace in there, 1985, somebody rolled a grenade or bomb-like thing through Rome Airport. And somebody did basically the same thing in a tavern just outside of Madrid near where we have an army, a U.S. Army base, where off-duty soldiers often like to hang out, and they did that as well. I mean, it was one stinking year as it relates to terrorism, particularly as it related to Europe. That was the beneficiary for China, by the way. I want to tell you about that when we come back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with Rumors in hand, or acquire Rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writers Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, I was talking about, you know, nothing's really changed. It's like that old French proverb, the more things change, the more they remain the same. We had so many crazies in travel and tourism, and probably, except for the most recent things going on in Paris and going on now in Brussels, we had all this goofiness going on in 1985 and earlier, but 1985 was a real struggle of a year for people in tourism who had anything to do with European tourism. It was a terrible year. The beneficiary of that terrible year in Europe was Brazil and Argentina and, to some degree, China. Because people were looking for other places to go. They wanted to avoid Europe. And so Rio became the flavor of the month. And Buenos Aires in Argentina came along for the ride. And, you know, you're looking at what's happening now there between the Zika virus and the list goes on. Just you want to know what's going on in Brazil, in Rio particularly, you can go online. Read it to yourself. It's too depressing. Too depressing to talk about. But I think it's really important for you to think in terms of, you know, protecting yourself. And it shouldn't keep you home. It really shouldn't keep you home. None of the stuff going on should keep you home. And I'm the person to talk about that better than anybody, given for those of you who are new to listening to Travel with Stephanie Abrams or Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations. I was on a plane that was supposed to go down on 9/11. We conjecture that it didn't fly into some building, the plane I was on. Because there were only two Nudniks on my plane. They found the two box cutters later when the planes were grounded, when the airports were closed shortly after 9 a.m., right after the second tower was hit, the airports were closed across America. And the plane I was on, I was in St. Louis. I was going to my appointment. That plane was supposed to go on to San Antonio. And when the airports were closed and the guys that were supposed to be continuing onward couldn't get back on the plane, wound up taking an Amtrak train into Texas. they found two box cutters. And they figured out which two guys they were. And I know which two guys they were because they were conspicuously different from all the other passengers. But all the other planes had four guys. So maybe because my flight was like at 6 in the morning, they got the other two got stuck in New Jersey traffic and couldn't get to Newark. Were they overslept? Were they chickened out? I don't know. God was watching. It wasn't my problem. I got lucky. In the next 2 years, which would have placed it also in the next year and a half, when I left, what I was doing left me, and I wound up in radio. The bargains in the travel industry were amazing. Because there were so many people who terrorized themselves into not traveling. They were convinced they were safer home. For the rest of us, including me, I mean, in theory, you know what a chicken I am. I don't do anything I think I'm not going to come home from the same or better. I will be delighted to stand there while you try to convince me to go try this. Go bungee jump. Yeah, you got some case. You know me. I won't even get into a helicopter. You know my rule? Those of you who have listened any length of time know my rule. For the rest of you, if the choice is I get in the helicopter or I stay where I am and the locals put me in a big pot with some carrots and celery and some onions and potatoes and they cook me for dinner. Under those circumstances, I will get in the helicopter. Otherwise, it's not happening. And I don't have a problem being the biggest chicken on the face of the earth because I really like living. And I don't put myself in danger's way. But the reality is, you have more chance of getting struck by lightning than you do interfacing in some terrorist story. You know, I want to talk a little bit about luggage. If you have a duffel bag or a suitcase or a rollerboard item and your arms are full and whatever, and you put something down next to you in an airport and then you leave and you get on a shuttle bus and go to your hotel. And something gets left behind. Do yourself a favor. Don't go back for it. Because when somebody spots there's an unattended piece of luggage, I have actually witnessed this twice in the world, once in Kuala Lumpur Airport and once in Heathrow. So I actually know what I'm talking about. That's strange, huh? When somebody reports, hey, look, there's a bag and there's no person, they come with this. First of all, it's like 8-9 people will show up or more. They will get everybody back away or outside of the terminal. They come with this big metal thing, container, that goes over the bag. And then they do whatever fancy stuff they do that explodes the bag inside this bomb-proof container. It's very loud. I can tell you that. It is very loud, especially in a place that's mostly glass walls and metal ceilings and marble and terrazzo floors, and it makes a very large hurt your ears sound. And if you come back and say, oh, where's lost and found? I left my bag. You're going to get a fine. Not only are you not going to get your bag because they exploded it, but they're going to charge you. At that time, it was anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Lord knows what they charge now. So if you ever forget your bag, just forget it. It's gone. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got a letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now. 800-526-9917.
Biz Talk Radio.
Save this date, time, and place. November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel on Ocean Drive in Miami Beach's South Beach. Join travel expert and author of Rumors, Stephanie Abrams, at a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Hotel in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik. Stephanie will chat with attendees about her novel Rumors, read an excerpt from the book, answer questions, and sign books for those who bring their copy of Rumors along. And for those who choose to acquire a copy at the event, drop Stephanie a note to let her know to expect you at Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive in Miami Beach. She'll be looking for you.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Want to talk about things to do to keep you safe while you're traveling? One of the things you can do, if you wanted to go to France when Paris was crazy, fly into Nice. Gorgeous airport, by the way. You feel like you're in a tropical paradise when you land in Nice. What do you figure? 8-10 hour drive from Nice to Paris? I mean, it's far. When they were carrying on in Athens with the general strikes, you can fly into Athens. And actually, you're flying into Piraeus. The airport is not in Athens. So while they were carrying on in Kalanaki Square and that Constitution area near the Acropolis and center of Athens, you could land in Piraeus and go right from the airport, because the airport is right on the coastline. It's all the ships. If you're on a cruise ship, you come into Piraeus. But right there are also all the ferries to take you to all the Greek islands. So you could fly into Piraeus, get in a cab, travel a quarter of a mile, half a mile. I mean, it's right there. Seems like no distance. Get on a ferry and go to Crete or Rhodes or Mykonos or wherever. You can get all around by ferry from there. And if you flew into somewhere else, once you're in Europe, you could then fly directly to any of the islands you wanted to visit, of the Greek islands. Completely bypass Athens if it worried you. I have to tell you something about those general strikes in Athens. They were always on Thursdays. They were permitted by way of a permit, like the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. You get a permit from the city, you go do your parade. Well, these general strikes had a permit. They were to start at 11 a.m. They end at 3 p.m. The police cordon off the area with those barricades that they used to crowd control, carpenter sawhorse kind of things. When we saw them, we're used to doing things freestyle. We start when we start, we end when we end. No. All controlled. They never tell you that in the news, do they? You don't get that part of the story. So, when there is a hot spot in a country, you can just avoid the hot spot. On the other hand, it's a really good idea to go to travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov. That's the State Department's online presentation of all kinds of stuff you need to know as a traveler. So, for instance, if you went there now and you put in the word travel advisories, as I just did, I got 60 results. The first one is Zika virus information. You probably have more chance of having a mosquito bite you than interfacing with a terrorist type. Always astounds me. These people cook up something in a pressure cooker in their kitchen and they take it out somewhere and, it's global news of the damage that they've been able to do. But it's different from an army descending. I don't know. It's just different. It's horrible, but it's different. But you'll not only find what's going on health-wise, you'll find any travel warnings because of, well, we were talking about the pirates before. The second one on the list is Somalia travel warning. Strongly recommended that vessels travel in convoys. That's that piracy story. It's a second item there. And apparently it just went up. Because the date is from this week. So you go to that, and that's going to give you some, you know, good ideas on your safety and well-being. Also, there is a place on the site where you can go in, and I strongly advise you to do this if you are traveling outside the U.S. Go to travel.state.gov and play around the site until you come to the spot where you can register where you are going and when you will be there. Now imagine that you were going to Belgium and that you were going to be in Brussels this past week. It would be a really nice thing for the State Department to know that, so that if they needed to evacuate Americans out, they know that you're there. Otherwise, who would know you're there? Maybe a couple of friends, family, a secretary somewhere. You know, when they had that Fukushima meltdown in Japan, planes were sent in to airlift out American citizens. If you are registered with the State Department, at least they know to look for you and where to find you. Because that was one of those things, if you were there, you wanted out in a hurry. So, that's a little word to the wise there. Definitely an important thing to have on your agenda of things for staying safe. But some of the things you need to do when you're traveling are even simpler than that, everyday things, and maybe you're not leaving the country at all. Although I want you to know, I'm already planning my next trip outside the country, on the other side of the Atlantic. What I'm thinking about is the travels that you do locally. I want to make some suggestions to you about your rooms and your room keys and elevators. So first of all, if you're traveling with children, may I implore you, even if your child is 16 or 17 years old, doesn't sound like a child anymore, does it? Far too many teenagers just disappear. So don't send your kids off, especially the little ones. How often I am in an elevator somewhere and a four-year-old gets on with the seven-year-old. It's like, what are you doing in this elevator by yourselves? It would be so easy in most places. But while there are many places that have surveillance cameras in hallways, you must have seen what happened with that poor young one in North Korea who decided to take a poster off the wall in the hallway where his hotel room was and got arrested and went through their process and is now supposedly 15 years in hard labor for taking a propaganda poster off the wall. You don't want to do that. What are you doing in North Korea? My word. No. No, not a good idea. Many hotels have all kinds of surveillance equipment. Some don't. And if it's really good equipment, you don't even know it's there. But let me recommend to you that you not allow your kids, if you're at the beach or the pool, to go back to the room alone to get the pail and shovel they forgot or use the bathroom or whatever. Somebody get up and go with them, please. It would be so easy for somebody to waltz off an elevator with a child. Or a teen, for that matter. I wouldn't do it. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we're going to come back. I want to talk about your room key. It's a really important issue. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams here. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470. This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I want to talk to you about your hotel room key. First of all, a lot of hotels use, even globally, not just in the U.S., those little cards, plastic cards, look like a credit card. I don't know about all hotels, but in the more sophisticated hotels, they know every time that door has been opened. So I had an interesting experience not long ago. Somebody asked me to recommend a hotel in New York, and I did. And the people went and stayed there. It was a couple came over from Germany. And they apparently were quite happy with the hotel. The woman in this couple became hysterical on the second day when they went out and they came back and a piece of her jewelry was missing. Now, there was a safe in the room. They could have put it in the safe, but it wasn't expensive jewelry. It was costume jewelry, but it was something that belonged to her grandmother. Whatever her story was, it was sentimental value. She was very upset. Piece of jewelry is gone. The hotel management was hysterical. Generally speaking, the housekeeping staff does not steal from the guests because, you know, something shows up real quick. It's not like your house where you have so much in your house that if something went missing, it would take you who knows how long to figure out it was even gone. When you're traveling, what you have is finite with you. It all fits in one or two cases. You know what you have. And when it's not there and you carry on, if you want to keep your job, you're not going to have sticky fingers. So generally speaking, it's not the housekeeping staff when something goes astray. So the question is, what happened? And interestingly enough, the first thing they did was draw a report on when the door of the room opened and closed. Isn't that fascinating? Did you know they could do that? So the door opened at 10 o'clock in the morning and closed immediately. Apparently, they went out for breakfast and they came back and to sightsee and shop and do whatever you do when you're in New York. And they came back around 4 o'clock, and that's when this woman carried on about this piece of luggage of jewelry is gone. And the next time the door was opened was at 11, and that's when the maid, who had been with this hotel something close to 30 years, cleaned the room and left in an appropriate amount of time. And in most hotels, when the housekeeping people are there, the door is kept ajar. And that's part of a security issue also, in terms of, you know, that nobody's behind closed doors in your room fooling around, getting into stuff they have no business getting into. So the hotel felt confident that the door opened at 11 when the maid came in, and then the maid was gone and nobody else went back in that room. The door did not open again until those people opened it at 4 o'clock. And given that the maid had worked for the hotel, And that the hotel maids work in tandem. So when one is attacking the vacuuming in the bathroom, the other one is dealing with the linens and the dusting or whatever's going on there. The hotel felt confident that, you know, this particular team that had been with them forever was not responsible for this missing piece of costume jewelry. Ultimately, the jewelry turned up in another case that the woman hadn't looked in and whatever, but the moral of the story had more to do with knowing that they didn't get broken into. When you get a key at a front desk, generally speaking, it is handed to you in an envelope or this little tiny cardboardy kind of fold-up thing that gives you some hotel information, and they will generally write your room number on that. May I recommend that you memorize your room number immediately and tear up that piece of paper into 1,000 pieces? Or like in the spy movies, eat it and swallow it? No, I don't really recommend that. You know that. My point is, get rid of it. The last thing you want to do is have your room key in a little packet that shows the name of the hotel. Sometimes the room keys have pictures of the hotel or the lobby or the exterior or the name of the hotel or whatever. Other times they're quite whitewashed. But the little packet they put it in has all that information. So if you take the key with inside its little packet that they gave you with your room number written on it, and you slide it in your pocket, your wallet, your purse, your attaché case, whatever, it wouldn't take much if somebody swipes your wallet or your purse or your attaché case. They now have the name of the hotel you're in, your room number, and the key. So you want to get rid of that piece of paper as quick as you can. Just rip it up. Sometimes I will hold it till I get to the room, and then I will destroy it in the room and leave it in the room because it's not going to do me any harm if it's in the room. But I never keep the key with that little identifying information packet. You don't want to do that. We're coming into a warm weather season where even places other than Southern California and Florida are coming into go out and sit by the pool season. What I want you to remember is do not leave your key with or without the room number sitting on a little table or in your cover-up pocket hanging on the back of your poolside chair. Because one of the biggest scams is someone coming along, grabbing your key, dropping their key in your pocket. Then they follow you when you get up and go to the elevator. They get off on the same floor. They follow you down the hall as if they're going to their room. They see you stop at your room, try to use their room key, which isn't opening your room, their room. And now they have to go down the front desk and get a new key because something's wrong with their key. What's wrong with it is it's your key. You know, it's the other guy's key. So they go to the front desk to get a new room key. And while you are downstairs dealing with that, they've got the key to your room that they took out of your pocket at the pool or off the table. And they can get right in your room and do what they need to do as quick as they can do it. I want you to say stay safe, but I also want you to stay with me. Got another hour to go. Don't go away. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.